Hallo und willkommen bei einer neuen Folge von Das Seriensprechzimmer. Ich bin die Ricarda und ich durfte zum Start von Loki Staffel 2 ein Interview mit Kevin Wright, dem Producer der Staffel, führen. Was Kevin uns zu erzählen hatte, erfahrt ihr im folgenden Interview. Viel Spaß beim Hören und lasst uns gerne in den Kommentaren da, wie ihr die Staffel bisher so findet.
Yeah, and I'm an editor for Seriasten.tv, a German press outlet, and I'm very much looking forward to Loki season two. My first question to you is, Loki is the first Marvel series to get a second season. How and when was that decided?
I would say we knew roughly midway through season one as we were shooting. And it was just something that interestingly, because of the COVID shutdown, Kate, our season one director, was really able to get a head start on editing. And I just think everybody had kind of seen what we were building and got excited about it. And between Tom and I, we started talking about, we just knew there was more story that needed to be told. And so it kind of informed the back half of finishing that series and leaving ourselves a runway to take off into this second season. But it happened, yeah, like while we were making that season.
Wow, that was quick. If it was up to you, how many seasons of Loki would there be?
If it was up to me. You know what? I think people are starting to see this influence as it's being talked about. I'm like, I love Doctor Who. I'm a huge Whovian. And I think that that is something, how that is just sort of this institution that can live on. And I know Tom has talked a lot about, even with Loki, that it's like he is the current torchbearer of this character. But I do think it's something that could live on for years and years and years and years. And because of the TVA, because of this character, because of all this ensemble, it feels like we've, even in this season, we've only scratched the surface of where it could go.
Well,
But I don't make the decisions at Marvel Studios, so to say, that's my hope.
okay. Well, fingers crossed.
Yes.
What was the process of writing for season two like, or creating a season two?
Two parts to that. It was kind of a smooth takeover because, as I said, we knew in season one we'd be going into this. During season one, Eric Martin kind of took over as our production writer. I mean, at the very start, he had kind of taken that over and was with us through the start. And so, as we were, as these scripts are always being revised as you're shooting. So, as we were building season one, he and I and Tom had already started to begin those conversations about where season two would go. And so, in some ways, season one ended. It's been 2 years since that had come out, but we never stopped and we went straight into building the second season. It just became more complex because we finally cracked time travel and then we unleashed the multiverse at the end of it. And we had to figure out how we wanted to simply build the rules of how that would work within our show.
Two of the main themes of the show seem to be free will and fate, and I was wondering what's your stance on that? Like, do you believe in that free will actually exists?
Cool. I think I could debate myself onto either side of that. And I think that's what makes it intriguing. I think for somebody like myself, I really think I'm carving my own path, I'm doing my own things, but you can't ignore those times in life where something feels very magical and comes together. And I think that that's what has made this a conversation that people have been having since consciousness, you know?
Yeah, I bet. I don't know if you read the GQ piece on Martin Scorsese, but he recently said in an editorial there that comic book content is a danger to our culture. And I was wondering, well, you have created such a rich and detailed world with Loki. So
Yeah.
how would you counter that statement by Scorsese?
I think audiences want good, well-made stories. And I think that what we did in Loki, has been made with the highest level of craftsmanship. I mean, Natalie Holt, our composer, is an artist. Kasra Farahani, who is our production designer, who's building these worlds, is like a true artist. Our cinematographers across two seasons, like what they are doing, it's truly cinematic. And so I think there is such a high level of attention and craftsmanship and cinematic storytelling in these things, and it's made with such a level of care that audiences have really responded to it and loved it. And I think that for any filmmakers, if that is how they're approaching the stories they're telling, the culture and the world at large will embrace it and love it. And when stories are bad, people let us know, you know? So I think that that's it. And if people just want to see those things that they love made well.
Yeah. Well, that kind of directly leads to the next question, as not well-made stuff often somehow leads to what we call nowadays the superhero fatigue. And I was wondering if you ever get to a point where you also feel superhero fatigue with the load of stuff about superheroes out there nowadays.
You know, I would say this: Marvel as a company never put out more content, more films, TV shows than in 2019, which was the year that Infinity War came out. And I would say people would say we were at maybe some of our best quality in filmmaking at that time. So I don't know. Again, I think it's that same idea. People like well-made stuff. And when it's good, it's really good. And like the idea, Tom Hiddleston has been playing Loki for 12 years, and we are Marvel. We are the most popular Marvel Studios show on Disney Plus. So I don't know if that bears out.
There's been a lot of talk about AI recently, also with the writer's strike going on, and I was wondering what, as a creative, your stance on AI is. Like, do you feel threatened by it, or does it, empower you and help your working process?
I'll say this honestly. As a producer, I have never had one conversation with any other colleague of mine about how to use AI. And I think a lot of times the people that I've heard talk about it are our VFX artists, are like a lot of people on that side that see it as a wonderful tool for the work that they do. On the storytelling side, I think for us, it's like the fun part of the job is all of us getting in a room and cracking these big ideas. And frankly, I think Loki's a really cool show because of the weird places that we were able to go to. And in a story that is about free will and determinism and fate and all those are deeply human stories to tell, that I think that only we can.
Yeah. Well, talking about those weird places you were going to, what was the most memorable day on set of season two?
There's a lot. It's hard to actually pick one out, but the first one that kind of comes to mind, I do think, and I can't say too much about it without spoiling anything, but there's a major sequence from our finale was just really satisfying and fulfilling to shoot, primarily because it really felt like a culmination of these nearly 12 hours of storytelling. And I think, but there was a lot of that through shooting two seasons of this. There was a lot. Like it was such a warm, cast and crew. And I think everyone was so on the same page about what we were making that every day there was exciting things. Like I think of one of our SFX artists was showing us how we were going to do a big stunt in our episode three, and we all went over to the stage to see a preview of it. And there was just constantly things like this where you're going, God, man, we're working with some of the best people in the world on this that are doing really brilliant things.
That's lovely. And finally, a little fan question. I know you probably can't spoil anything, but is there any chance of Loki and Thor ever reuniting as brothers?
I don't know. But like it's one of those things I truly don't know where our other filmmakers are going to pick up with this story. I would love it, and I know everyone involved in the Loki series and what we've been building now for all of these years. It would be beautiful to see that.
Yeah.
I think it would be really surprising because they've both grown so much.
Yeah. I would absolutely love that. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm already done here, and have a lovely rest of the day. And I'm looking
Likewise,
forward
you
to
too.
season two.
Nice. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Thank you.